From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. authorities say a shooting attack in the state of California has killed 14 people in the nation's deadliest mass shooting in 3 years. They say as many as 3 attackers opened fire on a holiday party for municipal employees in the city of San Bernardino on Wednesday. Hours later, police shot and killed 2 of the suspected assailants in a getaway vehicle in a nearby neighborhood. Here's what local police chief Jared Bergawan had to say about that incident.
We had multiple officers that were involved in the shooting. We have 2 suspects that are dead at the scene. One is a male, one is a female. We had 1 police officer that was wounded. He has injuries that are not considered to be life-threatening, and he is at a local hospital and is expected to be okay.
Authorities have identified one of the suspected assailants as an American citizen, Saeed Farouk, a municipal employee of San Bernardino. Police were searching a local home connected to Farouk for possible explosives. Officials say they cannot rule out terrorism as a motive for the attack, and the U.S. Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, held a press conference to condemn the shooting. British media say the British Air Force has carried out its first raids on Islamic State militant targets in Syria. The British Defense Ministry says the raids happened early Thursday, just hours after British lawmakers approved Prime Minister David Cameron's request to launch the operation. Britain has been bombing Islamic State targets in Iraq for more than a year, but London had refrained from striking the militants in Syria until now. Cameron had urged lawmakers to back the extension of British airstrikes to Syria, where the Islamic State group is based. This is VOA.